The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Up or down here in the great United States of America. Time for another version of ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Boy, I can feel the frustration, though, I'll tell you what. Hopefully that frustration, by the way, on the lighter side, won't bubble over to World Cup action as the United States is taking on Germany in the morning at noon Eastern. A lot of people playing a little hooky, taking a long lunch, calling in sick. People who aren't even soccer fans and in most cases could care less about the game. As somebody said to me today, watch out, die Mannschaft, because the Germans are killers when it comes to knocking out hopes and dreams. They knocked out Spain in 1982. Host Mexico in 1986, South Korea in 2002. England had post-traumatic stress from their loss to the Germans on penalties, if you remember that, in 1990. So this is a team that does not do any favors or give you any grace. Jurgen Klinsmann, who is the coach for Team USA, knows all about it. One of his closest friends is the general manager of Germany's team. And even Klinsmann didn't think that the Americans would go that far. Now they have a chance to, possibly advance. So we'll see. Speaking of advancing, and what a wild turn this is, we are being overrun, of course, at the borders. The advancements keep continuing, pouring in all over the place from Central America especially, so much so that Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is traveling to Arizona to tour the Border Patrol setups and the crush of the kids and the families. He wants to see with his own eyes. Well, that makes sense, right? So he's focused on getting a firsthand view of what the Border Patrol agents are dealing with as they process the kids and the people going through the border alone. And he's already done part of this trip. I think he's going to be there for a couple of days. He was in Texas last week. And you've got maybe 52,000 or more kids that cross the border illegally in South Texas, which is the busiest place along that border, the Mexican border, because so many kids have been found this year. They're flying groups of them from the Rio Grande Valley in Texas to be processed in Arizona, and what a mess that's been. Jan Brewer has something to say about that. We'll let you hear that later in the show. Plus, reaction from the right and from the left on the policies that have been set up that got the ball rolling with this so-called DREAM Act and what that has done in one sense to so many people. I just have to say to myself, and I said this to all of you on our last show, okay, so this is the idea. We have to do something about immigration reform. Okay, what about these kids? There's got to be a chance, and if they can contribute, and here's the way we can do this and hook up these families. Were they not sitting there brainstorming and thinking about how many people are coming over, how many people would try to worm their way into the middle of this? Or was it, we'll just wait and see what happens, knowing that you're short-staffed, you've got problems with the Border Patrol, there's not enough places to house people, how are you processing them? I mean, I don't get it. Come up with a plan, but don't figure out the tactical ways you're going to execute it, so of course it's going to be a disaster. And if this is it's like a mixed message. It's so weird because, okay, this is what I want to do. So, boom, we're going to implement this. La Raza's happy. Everybody's happy. The president has made people now believe, oh, okay, well, this is what the president promised, and now we're finally getting the payoff. but yet they don't think of what's going to happen at the border, the crush at the border. So you have to house, you got to feed illegal aliens in the Border Patrol Academy. That's what they're doing in New Mexico, because it's just sad. It's just a wave of humanity that's pouring in. This is where you're supposed to train agents, right? But now, you know, to keep illegals out. Now they're keeping illegals in their training center in Artesia, because it's a giant campus. It's in western New Mexico. So you got a lot of dairy farms, open space, all that kind of stuff. And pretty soon, we're talking hundreds of children and families that have crossed the border, tens of thousands of immigrants, primarily from, as I keep saying, Central America, that have this idea that once they get to the United States, they're going to be allowed to stay. What's happening? How is that message out there? Just come and we will find a place for you? What? And that has not been quelled. So the scramble is on. But how bizarre. You're putting them in the academy that where you're training people to put those people out of the country. So that's what you're doing. But you're stuck. You're stuck for an answer, so this is the answer that you come up with. I mean, think of the men and the women who are swearing to uphold the law, but now they have to be pushed out of their training base, and the law that they're sworn to enforce, now those people are being housed there. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So the lax immigration enforcement has led to this situation. And Jay Johnson is the guy, the sucker, who's at the Department of Homeland Security, the secretary, who has to come up with this temporary housing. And you know what they call it? They call it expedited removal proceedings. That sounds like something from the 70s Logan's Run. But it's not a funny situation. The stories are wild, and there are some sad, crushing tales that are being told, but there's also some people that are trying to crush us that are getting through. I mean, there was a guy I saw quoted the other day in something I was reading, who was a retired chief of the U.S. Border Patrol in Tucson and El Paso. Well, I lived in El Paso and Juarez. I've talked about that before, and I've gone out with the Border Patrol, so I know what that's like. And he says he can't understand how training of border agents can take place in the same place where we're putting up illegal aliens and feeding them and housing them. It doesn't make any sense. And says that operations there are just going to be disrupted as they're trying to hurry up and get more Border Patrol agents to get them through the academy. It doesn't make any sense to put them there. Well, here's the fact of it. They don't have any place to go. So they decided, well, listen, we already own this, so let's put people in this place. I mean, that's what we'll do. Even in Lawrenceville, Virginia, they were going to turn St. Paul's College, a college that was shut down, into a temporary emergency shelter for like 500 kids. But there were so many people in and around that neighborhood that were upset. The backlash was too much, and they decided, no, we can't do that. We can't have these unaccompanied kids here to try to figure out where, you know, figure out the refugee status and in the middle of that kind of stuff. And I think that's going to start to happen in other places, too. All right, coming up next, Andrew Szabo with the weekly Peel Back the Onion. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
America Tonight. Big shout out to everybody listening in those nooks and crannies. And boy, we've picked up a couple more affiliates. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. Right now in our virtual green room, Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, marketing, branding, and strategy expert. Boy, I'll tell you what, in Washington, they sure could use, I think, some strategy. Andrew, you and I have been talking about this, actually, the last couple of weeks. The atrocities with the whole VA system. And now the Congressional Budget Office is saying that the VA overhaul could cost about $50 million. I had on the show our pal Bob Ney, who's a former congressman from Ohio, and he said, oh, yeah, they could. Are you kidding? Every penny of that is what they'll have to spend on it. But Senator Richard Burr said the figure was grotesquely out of line. What do you think?
Well, you know, $50 million, when you cut the government that is spending, you know, an overspending by the amount of it, by trillions, is actually not a lot of money. I mean, we're talking of a very small amount of the overall percentage of budget. And one has to look at it as the, you know, what is the, what, how do we value lives? I mean, we're talking about lives being lost here. It's absolutely scandalous. And I mean, some of the reports that I've seen today say that more than 1,000 vets may have died to, mismanagement. I mean, that is appalling. So, you know, in the bigger scheme of things, you know, I think, you know, that's not, I think it's worth, we have obviously have to spend the money. I mean, we're talking about years of neglect. I mean, had they been spending a little bit over a period of time, we wouldn't have gotten into this problem. And this is what happens when you neglect things, then you have to pay a little bit more to correct it. So, and I think, I don't look at that number as being grotesque, actually. So I'm coming from a different point of view, I think. And over the last 10 years, that misconduct and, as a quote, somebody called it a culture of mismanagement, at the VA, Department of Veterans Affairs, I think has been appalling. I think, what's more important is why aren't more people being held accountable to this? I mean, this is, you know, people complain about the war in Iraq and how many lives have been lost there. You know, we're talking, you know, a few thousand lives, but add another 1,000 lives to that. That's really appalling. They shouldn't be dying at the hands of Americans, but their fellow Americans because of a culture of mismanagement.
I agree. That's what I say every single night on the show. You can't ask people to serve, give them these promises at the end. They do it and don't complain, and you look at what's happened over the years, and then to say, sorry, too bad for you, sorry you can't get an appointment, and it's appalling that people actually died waiting. No question about it. Whatever it cost, I think it has to be done, and the word grotesquely, forget about it. No, it doesn't fit in that equation whatsoever.
There's one more number to add to that equation. That is, they've already paid out more than $200 million.
Yep.
Federal wrongful death claims by about nearly £1,000. That is grotesque.
Yep,
a grotesque number.
Yep, shouldn't have happened. Absolutely. Going down this path and they keep going down it, and then look ultimately at what happens. It's always about the reaction afterwards. How about this one? Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is saying, he said this Tuesday, that the Senate should move the Export-Import Bank authorizing legislation despite massive opposition from actually House Republican conservatives. The bank finances U.S. exports, and it's really being championed in the House from some in the House. Republican Eric Cantor, as you know, lost his post in the leadership, and of course he was the main guy pushing it, so they lost their guy. McConnell voted against the bank in the past, but he said Tuesday it's worth considering this year. There's lots of controversy over it because of the guaranteed loans, because it's big businesses, and because we're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars. What do you think?
Well, I mean, this is, for those listeners who are perhaps not familiar with Ex-Im Bank, I mean, you're talking a lot of what Ex-Im Bank does, its finances are exports. You know, you're dealing with a situation, so let's take a Boeing, for example. They're selling aircraft to some other country. What the Ex-Im Bank does, it helps to finance those receivables. You're talking about massive amounts of dollars, and it guarantees, because, you know, unlike if you're doing a transaction here in this country, you have recourse. It's much easier to have recourse. If a client of mine, you know, doesn't pay me, I can, pick up and get an attorney. It's all settled here within the United States. When you're dealing with exports and you're dealing with other countries, if you don't have Ex-Im Bank, it's going to force companies, they'll shy away from exports, or they'll shy away from countries where there's potential sales opportunities. If you don't have that, that's going to cost potentially jobs here in the United States. So, you know, I think actually the Ex-Im Bank is one of the few government programs that I think works, because you know, it provides loan guarantees and credit insurance to help foreign buyers purchase American products. And you know, its charter expires in September, and if they don't bring in this legislation, they're not going to be able to back new loans. Now, what I don't understand is Boehner backing off his support for this. I think that's a poor strategy. And, you know, he was speaker in 2012 when the bank was last reauthorized. He supported it then, as nearly did half of the Republicans currently in the House. So this is not good for business if they don't do this. I think that's a poor strategy. And I know there's been some issues of some improprieties within the banks, some allegations of kickbacks, but
yeah.
Again, they got a clean house a little bit there probably, but certainly this is a government program that for the most part is actually not costing taxpayers a lot of money because these are loans and insurance and that money is paid back. So this is a program that I think yields a positive return on investment.
Yeah, it's interesting. We had the opposite of that, Americans for Prosperity, talking about it, and we've seen both sides of this coin, even from Republicans, as to whether it works, doesn't work. Like you say, for sure they have to clean house. There's no doubt about that. Hey, I got to throw this one in because I knew you would love this. How about President Clinton today being put on the spot about Hillary Clinton's comments about money? And Clinton said, "Dead broke." I mean, that's factually true. We were dead broke. And I don't know, that to me, that just doesn't play well in Des Moines, Iowa, and for everybody else, the mere mortals out there thinking dead broke, and then you look at what the speaker's fees are and books and all that kind of stuff. So from a strategy point of view, I think that's a bad strategy. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you and I are both, in addition to all the other things we do, we're professional speakers,
mm-hmm.
and getting a speaking fee for over $500,000 for 45 minutes, I mean, they are commanding some of the highest speaking fees on the circuit, and and they did, you know, coming right out of the gate. I mean, this has been going on for some time. Several presidents. I mean, they know, if they may not have had a lot of money compared to perhaps some other presidents, but coming out of the White House, but they know that their coffers are going to be filled instantaneously. Plus, there's a lot of money that they have these transition costs. When you come out from being either president or vice president, if you saw, but Biden is complaining that he's dead broke and he's going to be, he has only his retirement pensions and all this, but even Biden gets about $5 million in his first year to help transition him into private life. Give me a break. This is out of touch with reality, and what the average American has to deal with. You know, they were lucky to get anything like that in their entire lifetime, let alone what they make in one single year. I mean, that's the reality. You've got to compare it. The Clintons made in one year coming out of the White House is way more than the average American makes in their lifetime.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, that's out of touch, and that's the problem. Boy, you don't want to do that. You don't want to let that flow out there, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, whoever you are. You got to be aware of the constituents and who you're talking to, without a doubt. Would you believe we are out of time? Peel back the onion. Andrew Szabo, thank you so much.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The truth is that this administration has dramatically altered immigration enforcement policies. The timing of change in policies correlates closely with the steep uptick of individuals showing up at the border.
The facts simply do not support the claim that this administration's actions have somehow led to the current situation.
All right, so you got two different points of view, obviously, from the Hill. You've got Congressman Bob Gulati and you have Congressman Conyers talking about immigration. Conyers, the Democrat, saying, listen, it just doesn't match up. And Gulati saying it's ridiculous that the policies are to blame. I would say the biggest blunder especially is, okay, let's do this. But while we're sitting here, as I mentioned at the top of the show, brainstorming this thing out, gee, what are we going to do with all the kids that come in, and what about all the people who aren't really supposed to be here, but they're just flooding in thinking that they can come to the United States and they'll be granted citizenship? Because seriously, that's what's happening. So now all of a sudden it's like, it's just like, it's the light bulb moment. Read it in the paper, we're coming. And we're seeing that the lodging thing is a big problem, which I explained, where you have the crazy Border Patrol facility that's big, where they're training the people who are supposed to crack down on the people that are being housed at the very same place where they are. The details are the devil of this whole thing because the details were not thought out. So, okay, we decide to do this. It's happening. Yay, yay, yay. And then we don't have a way to do this. So how about the Mexican president, Peña Nieto, who is saying that those who have crossed in recent months are not going to be allowed to stay. He's upset with that, saying that it's wrong and that there should be a way to be able to make this policy stick and stick in the right direction. It's like, what? Okay, so now the president of the country that's funneling the people through is saying it's on you. It's on you. It's on your end. You got to do something about this. So we're building detention places. We're apprehending people who are coming across with their kids illegally. And now the numbers that we have to remove are going to be even higher. I don't know how many times I can say it. And I know I've told the story before. And if you just tuned in, you've never heard it before. I saw with my own eyes, didn't read about it, didn't hear about it, hearsay from somebody else. Went to the border, traveled with the Border Patrol several times, one time for a week, another time for a week and a half, and saw exactly what it was like and how hard it was and how much they even knew half the people they would apprehend, and then they'd be sent back and they'd do that whole deportation thing. But now this is just massively crazy because there's no place for these kids, and some of the kids who are coming over by themselves are having trouble even with translators, with speaking English, scared to death, trying to figure out what they're doing and where they're going. There were some parents, because of the horrendous things that were happening in Honduras, for example, that thought, well, I'll just send my son and daughter and whoever out because maybe they'll make a better life. Like it's the old country and we're getting them, we're gonna store them away on a boat and maybe they'll get through Ellis Island and maybe someone will take pity on them. And I don't know how many of those stories exist, but there's more than people think. There's more than people think. So, without question, the situation is untenable. It's inhumane. It's ridiculous. There are so many aspects to this that make it so much worse. And every day there's just another twist in this ongoing saga in the United States that just does not add up. It doesn't make sense. But it's the ultimate hot potato. People want to get elected. They want to say the right thing to their constituents. It depends on the makeup of the constituents as to what they're going to say. A lot of people who are running are fearful to really touch immigration in any way because of what happened with Eric Cantor, who was the second most powerful Republican in the House until he wasn't. But it wasn't only immigration that sent Cantor spiraling downward, but it was one aspect of it. So that just pushes the whole thing off again. I mean, the one thing we can't afford to do is bury our head in the sand. Because we're paying for this. We're paying for it every single day. I mean, who's building these places, these facilities? Where is that money coming from? It's coming from taxes. That's where it's coming from. That's why so many people got upset in the one town in Virginia because they didn't want that college opened up that was shuttered down. They didn't want any of their local money to go into that, but more importantly, they were worried about what if some of that gang element got in there and processing all these people. It's not just 5 and 6-year-old kids. It's a mixture of people that are involved in this, and they didn't want that. They didn't want that happening because they saw what was happening in Texas, and there have been a lot of problems in Texas with people taking off, with people ripping people off, all kinds of things. So somebody better get wise and do something about it. The one person I wouldn't want to be on that cabinet, I wouldn't want to be Jay Johnson. I wouldn't want to be the Homeland Security patsy, because at this point, that's what you are. You're beholden to the president, and then all these different opinions in Congress with very little resources because they're all getting eaten up by the amounts of people that are coming over, and there's a lack of a clear-cut way to process all these people, so much so that we had to open up that academy to house all the people to house a big chunk of the kids that were coming over illegally because they thought it would be easier to do that. Oh, my, oh, my. crazy. All right, so we seg from what's happening along the border and reports that there are kids that are showing up dead. How many at this point? We don't know, but it's not good. To a couple of other things that are making what I call the water cooler buzz, something that you might be talking about while you're filling up your gas tank, or maybe you do the barbershop thing or catch some grub with your buddies in the morning once a week somewhere at the local dive or diner or wherever it might be. And I think the other thing that people are talking about is the VA, because there's still this leftover feelings, rightfully so, and problems related to, okay, now what do we do with the VA? Meaning, some good things are happening. We're trying to go back and trying to process people, get them through faster, figure out ways to help and all that kind of stuff. But how about this Virginia whistleblower who has now detailed the abuse and what the boss did in reporting what was happening at the VA? That it was just barbaric. This was a nurse who spent 28 years in Albany, New York, when she came forward and decided she was going to report what was going on. There were stolen drugs, there was mistreatment of the patients, there were all kinds of other things happening besides these waiting list deals. She said that doctors had restrained a patient for 7 hours, which, of course, is against the rules there, and that because she spoke out and saw constant problems, they pushed her into an office cubicle. They took away her nursing title and her supervisor title, and now she's got a 30-day suspension without pay. So there is this thing about the whistleblowers who are getting blowback, except for the one who blew the lid off of Phoenix, because that whistleblower had retired, and the second they retired, they decided, okay, I'm going to say something about these waiting lists. So when you're talking about people stealing 5,000 vials of morphine from a locked drawer, and that the vials were refilled with saline solution that was given to the veterans in hospice care, that is sick, twisted, and they need to be prosecuted for that. So think about that. Someone's dying. They need pain management. That's what hospice is about, and they're getting saline solution instead of the morphine. That is critical when somebody's dying of cancer or whatever it is. And there's no oversight. So nobody helped those veterans who were dying, and they knew that what they were pumping into them. This is Albany, New York. And we keep hearing about other atrocities. I say it's time to say forget about this VA system and start with the private care. Give them a card. Make it a forced deal. People that are coming in the country illegally, for goodness sake, are getting better care in some cases than these veterans. I mean, that's ridiculous. And then that's one of the worst things I've heard, the hospice story. So the person who blew the whistle on that is really starting to feel the heat, and good for her that there's more stories that are being written about it, this whole 30-day suspension and all this other stuff, and then, of course, having to lawyer up. Because what are you going to do, realizing, okay, now I'm probably going to be fired, but I can't stand what's happening here anymore. So I have to say something. And she's not the only one. There are 37 different VA employees who are whistleblowers who are feeling the heat, and now that's being investigated. Oh, me oh my oh. Coming up, we're hitting the mailbag. Hang with us.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Kurt Busch could ever hope to move his machine around those ovals. So here we are. We find ourselves at the tail end of ATN for this time around, too. Talking about a couple of different things and the craziness of what's gone on in these VA hospitals. I've said this. I've been in many of them. I've had family members who have served. In fact, everyone around me has served, all the men in my life, including my husband, who was in the Navy. And I know there's good doctors. I have met some of the good doctors. I have seen people that have gotten good treatment. But unfortunately, it seems like it's far and few between. And to me, hearing, just pushing me right over the edge, the saline solution is just despicable. What human does that? Ah, who cares? You know, this is, instead of the morphine, we're going to get it. We need it. We're going to sell it. We're going to do whatever we're going to do with it. And too bad for them. We're going to pump it into those bottles. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go out to Phil in Missouri. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I feel I've really accomplished something today. I called both of my senators from Missouri, and I think I got both of them agitated at me.
You're on the list, just like me. I know it.
Exactly. I started off with Senator Blunt's office, and I called his office a couple weeks ago to have him propose a question on the floor of the Senate, and he still hadn't made the proposal or asked the question. And my question was, if the terrorists that Obama just freed go out and commit crimes against Americans, will Obama be held as an accessory after the fact? Because essentially he is, because he let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that question didn't get asked. So the person said, well, Mr. Blunt didn't support that action, and he doesn't support it in any way. I said, well, that wasn't what I asked. I asked, did he propose the question on the floor of the Senate? Well, I don't. He doesn't support that. So got them aggravated. So after I did that, I decided to call. I won't call her how she's listed in my phone. Senator Claire's office, and I'd done some looking on. There's an AP story about how her husband received something like somewhere between 10 and 20 million from the stimulus package.
Yeah.
And I asked about that, and her people said, well, that's a Todd Akin smear ad, attack ad that was run against her. And I said, no. I said, how can it be a Todd Akin attack ad when it's an AP story? And a little bit of silence there.
They hadn't seen it.
Yeah. And so, well, I hadn't seen that. He was just, just stuttering all over the freaking place. And I'm like, yeah. How can it be an Akin story when it's an AP story? So I feel pretty good. I'll be feeling pretty good about this until I get audited next year in my IRA.
Because that's what happens. They listen to us, and then we get letters. How about some applause for Phil in Missouri? Woohoo! All right, that's what we keep saying. It's power to the people that you got to do
exactly.
That kind of stuff, Phil. The more people that do it, the more agitated you make the people who represent you. You are paying for them, in a sense, to represent you.
Exactly.
So it's good that you did that, and if they didn't like it, too bad. Yeah, that's good. Keeping the agitator Phil. I love it. He's the prime example. That's what you have to do. And from the time I was a kid, I guess I was taught this, because I know a lot of times people are raised where they say, don't talk about religion and politics, which I guess it makes sense what I do, right? So always I was taught to do that. To stand up, to look deeper at something, to question it, even if you like the person representing you, to call their office, to have a chat with them, to talk to their aides. And you do those phone tree things or petitions or whatever it is, and trust me, a lot of times, and we've seen this happen, things are reversed. Things go in a different direction, and votes go in a different direction, because then, bingo, the light goes off. They realize what their people are really thinking, that they represent in Washington. All right, on that note, lots of opinions for the people who are listening to America Tonight. Through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, let's go check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Al, who says, Kate, I am so tired of hearing, like others, I'm sure, about this whole Lois Lerner thing, because we don't believe the story. Listen, I don't care if you are a lifelong Democrat. You cannot think this is some Republican smear campaign. Yeah, the Republicans might use the opportunity to jump on it, but you can't say that something isn't fishy here. How is it that she pleads the fifth, and then when they go to get specific emails to try to link the connection as to why she was doing what she was doing, they can't find those emails, and, oh, the system crashed, by the way. Why is that? So here's the deal. Why is that? Yeah. Why is that answer? it's crazy what they've uncovered, because they are investigating this. What they've uncovered so far, I saw this today, some emails that show Lerner targeted specifically a Republican senator for a proposed internal audit. So the emails were published late on Wednesday by the House Ways and Means Committee, and it focused on Lerner, who, of course, is in the middle of this scandal over the Tea Party groups, targeting the Tea Party groups. And the emails show that she received an invitation intended for Senator Charles Grassley in 2012, and the event organizer offered to pay for Grassley's wife to attend the event, which caught, I guess, Lerner's attention, and it just went to her by accident, supposedly. And the emails show that in response, she suggested to an IRS colleague that the case should be referred for an audit, and just wrote apparently, looked like they were inappropriately offering to pay for his wife. Maybe we should refer for an exam. But the colleague pushed back on it, saying an offer to pay for his wife is not necessarily forbidden on face value, and there's no indication that, you know, that went any further. But it just goes to show you some of the craziness that was happening there. So at every turn, it almost looks like she was a political hatchet person, because she was passionate about her party and passionate about perhaps going after some of the people in the Republican Party. That's the, you know, maybe the philosophy with the whole Tea Party thing. But then that would say that this was all on her, this was her deal, and nobody else was involved in this. And I just find it hard to believe that there wasn't somebody who would be further up the chain that would have said, okay, this is what we're doing, push these aside. And we still haven't gotten to the bottom of it. And you've got the IRS commissioner, John Kazakin, who has been called to testify twice on the Hill since last week on those lost emails, right? And they just have no answer for it. I mean, he wasn't in the middle of this. He was the guy who, Johnny come lately to the party. But it doesn't make any sense. I just don't think it's, all these things are weird coincidences. How many weird, I mean, that's a good example. How many weird coincidences are you allowed in life? You know? And especially when it pertains to one particular thing in one particular area. I think you get like one. You start to get two and three, and boy, you go beyond that, and we know it's phony baloney nonsense. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.